Sith Lord, Exile, Leader, Darth Maul. Probably one of the characters within Star Wars that had the least speaking time but the strongest fan following, Darth Maul was instantly memorable in his film debut. Although he seemingly perished in the film, his story would go on to be greatly expanded. We'll take a look at his origins, his time serving under Darth Sidious, along with his exile and return. Maul was born on the planet Dathomir, the son of Mother Talzin, the leader of a coven of witches that utilized the dark side of the Force to perform rituals. Maul had two brothers, Savage and Feral, and early in his life his mother began working with Darth Sidious, with Sidious promising to make Talzin his apprentice. Instead, however, Sidious noticed Maul's potential and took the young boy as his apprentice. Over the years, Maul was trained in the arts of the Sith, becoming a highly acrobatic and aggressive combatant that was relentless with his opponents. Part of his training was instilling a deep hatred of the Jedi and a lust for revenge. During his training, Maul began growing impatient in his hatred against the Jedi, so Sidious sent him on various missions to keep him busy and to test his skills. Eventually, however, the time came for the Sith to reveal themselves to the Jedi, and for Sidious to continue his plans of taking over the Republic. The Trade Federation, conspiring with Sidious, blockaded and eventually invaded the planet of Naboo. Amidst the invasion, Queen Amidala of the Naboo managed to escape the planet with the assistance of two Jedi. Sidious, needing the Queen to sign a treaty to legitimize the invasion, sent Maul after her. Maul managed to track the Jedi and the Queen to the desert planet of Tatooine. Just as the group was planning to depart with the young boy, Anakin Skywalker, Darth Maul caught up to Qui-Gon Jinn and began viciously attacking him. Qui-Gon was quickly overwhelmed by the ferocity and skill that Maul possessed, and barely managed to escape with his life. Maul faced his first defeat against the Jedi, and was further consumed by hatred. Maul, returning to Sidious, was sent back to Naboo, where he again encountered Qui-Gon Jinn in combat, this time also with Jinn's apprentice, Obi-Wan Kenobi. A duel between the Jedi and the Sith Lord raged throughout the Naboo Palace, with Maul clearly outclassing the two Jedi in terms of skill. Kenobi was separated from the other two during the duel, allowing Maul to take on Qui-Gon one-on-one. A sudden strike from Maul's lightsaber hilt to Jinn's face allowed Maul to stab Jinn through the torso, mortally wounding him. Kenobi rushed in, filled with anger, attempting to cut down Maul, but was also overcome, disarmed of his lightsaber, and forced to hang by his fingertips over a reactor shaft. Kenobi managed to leap back up, grab Jinn's lightsaber, and cut Maul in half. Maul's upper and lower body fell down the shaft, with the Jedi and Sidious presuming him dead. This was not the case, however, and Maul would live on. Through a combination of his hatred, his talent with the Force, and his thirst for revenge, Maul managed to stop his fall and ended up in a trash container. This container was bound for the junkyard planet of Lotho Minor, a trash heap used as a dumping ground for countless generations. Maul would end up living in the bowels of the planet, subsisting off garbage and vermin, rebuilding his lower body with the remains of a mechanical spider, and avoiding dangers such as large incinerator droids and the native junkers. He eventually struck a bargain with a sentient snake-like creature named Morley, who would lure creatures into Maul's lair in exchange for the leftovers. Years would go by, with Maul's mind continually degrading, until his brother Savage Opress would finally track him down with the assistance of Mother Talzin. Maul was bordering on insanity when Savage found him, but he retained his hatred for the Jedi, and Savage brought him back to their mother. Talzin repaired his mind and replaced his mechanical spider body with droid legs, using up much of her life energy in the process. Maul and Savage lured Kenobi to a planet by slaughtering civilians, and Kenobi wound up being captured and tortured. He was rescued by Asajj Ventress, a night sister turned bounty hunter and a former enemy of Kenobi. A duel broke out between Maul and Kenobi, with Maul continually taunting him about how he murdered Qui-Gon Jinn. Eventually, Kenobi and Ventress realized they were overwhelmed by Maul and his brother, and were forced to flee. Maul and his brother began a rampage throughout the galaxy, with Maul as the master and Savage as the apprentice. Their next encounter with Kenobi left Savage with one less arm, and Maul with one less artificial leg. Their ship was destroyed during their escape, and the two brothers drifted through space in their escape pod, passing out from lack of oxygen. They were eventually found by members of Death Watch, a group of Mandalorian warriors that opposed the new pacifistic government of Mandalore. The leader of Death Watch decided to spare the two brothers, believing that any enemies of the Jedi were friends to them. Death Watch replaced Maul's mechanical legs with human prosthetic legs, returning him to his normal height, and gave Savage a new prosthetic arm as well. Maul explained his hatred for the Jedi and wish for revenge, particularly against Obi-Wan Kenobi, whom the leader of Death Watch had encountered before. The two groups realized they had a common goal and a common enemy, and thus joined forces. Some of the Mandalorians were wary of joining forces with a Sith, as past experiences still lingered in their minds, but Maul promised them control of Mandalore and revenge against Kenobi and Count Dooku. The Alliance became known as the Shadow Collective, and they continued to recruit new members to their coalition. The Collective ended up retaking Mandalore from the pacifists, but Death Watch betrayed Maul and Savage during the event. This resulted in a duel between Maul and the leader of Death Watch, which Maul eventually won, beheading the Mandalorian. In the aftermath, the leader of the pacifists managed to send a distress signal from prison to an old friend, Obi-Wan. Maul learned of this and realized that Obi-Wan would attempt an unsanctioned rescue mission. Ambushing Kenobi upon his arrival, Maul continued to taunt him and turn him to the dark side. Unfortunately, this resulted in Maul killing Kenobi's friend, and Obi-Wan barely managed to escape, with the help of the dead leader's sister. Finally, Darth Sidious had become aware of Maul's return and growing power, and so he himself came to Mandalore and fought the two brothers, easily overwhelming the two of them with his superior ability. Savage was killed by Sidious, and Sidious reminded Maul that there can only be two Sith, and Maul had already been replaced. Maul lashed out in anger, but was no match for Sidious, who continually tortured his former apprentice with vicious blasts of Force lightning. Sidious did not kill him, however, as he wanted Maul to lure Mother Talzin out into the open. Maul was taken prisoner and was further tortured by both Sidious and Count Dooku before being rescued by members of Death Watch. Death Watch was attacked by Separatist forces, but Maul was allowed to escape in the hopes that he would go to Talzin for assistance. Talzin expected this, and thus told Maul to continue to gather forces and to lure Dooku and General Grievous into a trap. As the Shadow Collective prepared for the battle, the Separatist forces attacked, quickly overwhelming the Collective. However, Maul managed to surprise Grievous, forcing him to disable the droids and capturing him as a prisoner. Dooku was then also captured by the Collective after the droids were disabled. Maul contacted Sidious, informing him of his prisoners, but Sidious told him they were no longer of use to him and he should just kill them. Maul attempted to form an alliance with Dooku, but the Jedi attacked their location, allowing Grievous to escape in the chaos and forcing Maul and Dooku to flee. They then went to Maul's home planet, Dathomir, where Talzin hoped to take Dooku's life energy for herself so she could manifest in a physical body again. This process was interrupted, however, by the arrival of Sidious and Grievous, and a fight broke out. Talzin was killed, and Maul was once again forced to flee. The Shadow Collective was decimated by Separatist forces, and Maul was no longer seen as a threat to Sidious. Maul would go into hiding for the remainder of the Clone Wars, but eventually stumbled upon a group of Jedi, who he formed an uneasy alliance with to avoid being found by Jedi hunters. Maul hoped to sway the youngest of the group, Bridger, to the dark side, and the group ended up killing all the Inquisitors hunting them. Maul, of course, retained his hatred for the Jedi, and betrayed the group, but the Jedi were not so easily overwhelmed, and Maul faced yet another defeat. Maul would manage to escape, and resurface months later by capturing a group of rebels, in the hopes of luring the same Jedi to him so that he could continue to sway Bridger to the dark side. Through the use of two holocrons, devices often containing sensitive information, Maul realized that his old enemy, Obi-Wan Kenobi, was still alive, living on a planet with two suns. Failing to convert Bridger to the dark side, Maul set out to find Kenobi and kill him once and for all. Maul found the planet of Tatooine and began searching for Kenobi in the planet's ceaseless deserts, but became lost. Maul had created a mental link with Bridger, and the initiate came to Tatooine to stop Maul from killing Kenobi and to recruit Kenobi to the rebellion. Bridger ended up getting lost in the desert as well, but was rescued by Kenobi, leading Maul right to the group. Maul wondered what would bring Kenobi to hiding out on a planet like this, deducing that he was protecting someone. Kenobi realized that he had to stop Maul once and for all in order to protect Luke Skywalker, and a duel commenced. Mimicking the movements of many years prior, Kenobi predicted that Maul would strike with his hilt, and successfully avoided it. Kenobi slashed Maul through the torso, finally avenging his former master. It's unlikely that George Lucas and the team involved with The Phantom Menace could have expected the fan reaction to Darth Maul and the legacy that he would have. Prominently featured in both the Clone Wars and Star Wars Rebels shows, as well as numerous books and merchandise, Darth Maul has certainly become one of the most recognizable characters within the Star Wars universe. While it can certainly be said that Maul has continually failed throughout his fictional career, he has certainly succeeded with his popularity.